When the plan to build a wall at America's southern border is talked about, liberal opponents basically laugh and mock it, calling it a racist idea, while congressional Republicans respond with a false promise to build that wall. Remember saying that last August, Paul Ryan? Those same people all bemoan the continued growing scourge of opioid abuse and addiction and deaths, convening committees, commissioning studies on what can be done to stop the flow of opioids into America. My next guest is one of those who has the answer. Build the damn wall, among other things. This point is proven in a new documentary, Not in Vain, which he is prominently featured in. Why? Because he's the former special agent in charge of the Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration Special Ops Division, Derek Maltz. Thanks for being here today, Derek.
Thank you, Chris. Anytime.
And you can see more about this video, Not in Vain. It's V-E-I-N at notinvainusa.com. You can also watch a director's cut and get better informed about, really, Derek, I think part of the picture that has not been talked about, we're talking about just the opposite of what should be done. We're leaving the open door for a lot of bad things to happen to us.
Exactly. And unfortunately, Chris, what's happening is we have kids dying all over America. Every 11 minutes, there's somebody dying from a opioid fentanyl overdose. And it's devastating, just like in the case of Marin Riggs in Ohio, which was a genesis of the Matt and Dane documentary. I mean, the poor family had to find this beautiful young girl dead in her bedroom, and that's unfortunately happening. But the bigger issue is what's happening on the border, because all of this stuff now that's responsible for killing our kids and our communities basically is from the Mexican cartels. They're violent, they're nasty, they're greedy. And from my perspective, Chris, they should be foreign terrorist organizations because they meet all the criteria for the State Department. So they're invading the border, and as you see on the news and as you can watch, it's not a peaceful movement. You see rocks and bottles, and there's reports they have guns. There's reports of Molotov cocktails. They're hurting the police in Mexico. And, you know, these people are traveling with a lot of aggression, and they want to be here in America. They want a better life. But unfortunately, if you want to come to this country, you want a better life, that's fine. But get in line and do it the right way. This is unacceptable.
And certainly, and I'll ask you, too, what you see when you see the photos of now numbering in the close to 10,000 in the one caravan, with a second one apparently being formed and ready to take a similar route. Certainly, as a rule, it's people who want justifiable entry into the country to get away from nasty situations in the homeland. But when you look at numbers, a crowd, a mob that size, is it ridiculous? Is it simple-minded to assume that within that large number, there's a few in there that want to come in and perpetrate criminal acts?
Well, Chris, first of all, even if there was one in 5,000, that's one too many. Because those people that want to get into this country, they have an agenda. The agenda is to destroy our way of life. We have to have a better handle on who's entering the country. And I agree, most of these people are poor, innocent families from these countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, and they want to come here for a better life. I have no issue with that. And as a matter of fact, I love the immigrants that come in here, and they work really hard. And it's great for America, but they just have to do it the right way. Follow the paperwork, you know, get your asylum paperwork done. And, you know, it was encouraging to hear yesterday that quite a few of them did file some papers in Mexico. And, you know, we'll see. But the bigger issue is the cartels need people here to operate. The business is so lucrative, they're making billions of dollars bringing poison from China. You got to remember, Chris, right now, 1 kilogram of fentanyl produced in a lab in China costs about $3,000 to $5,000. When a cartel gets it, they're making $1.5 million or more just from that 1 kilogram. But the worst part is they're mixing that poison with heroin, with cocaine, and even I hear meth out there in the street. And what's happening is people are taking the stuff and they're getting killed. 1 kilogram. I want to say this slowly because it's hard to accept. 2.2 pounds can kill 500,000 people. That's like a national security emergency that we're taking lightly. And if it wasn't for Narcan, we'd have so many more people dead. Narcan is the drug, obviously, that is causing people to be revived from this opioid reaction. But we have a really, really serious problem. And know, thankfully, the president and the Homeland Security Secretary have stepped it up and put some reinforcements down there to help Border Patrol, because this is an overwhelming crisis.
It's amazing. We're talking about the documentary Not in Vain, which you can learn more about at notinvainusa.com with Derek Maltz, who was a former special agent in charge of the Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration Special Ops Division, here on Issues and Ideas. The means, the methods of these drug traffickers with their high-tech communications, their distribution systems, it's something that I won't say rivals. It outdoes anything Walmart could have ever thought of.
First of all, Chris, you want to put it in perspective. On 9/11, at the Iraqi war, the Afghan war, we lost only 13% of what was lost just last year alone from drugs. Now, the other thing is what people have to realize is that law enforcement's being crippled by the antiquated laws that we have in this country to go after communications. The communications of criminal networks are so complex now, our laws are dated back in the 60s, right? And nobody's doing much about increasing the capabilities for law enforcement. So basically, when the public wants to know, why are people dying all over? Why isn't law enforcement doing more? Because the bad guys are beating us at the game. And law enforcement needs help. We need public people. We need leaders. We need government people, Congress, to step up and realize this is something we've never seen before. And right now there isn't a sense of urgency in some areas of the country, some leadership areas. And so we need to get more education out there so we get more people involved. And thank you for, letting me express some of these points to the public, because we have to get the message out. This is not really a political issue, in my view. This is life and death of our good citizens.
No, if anything, it's politics that's disrupting the work to get to a solution. For example, when President Trump talks about the terror of MS-13, you have those in the news media and opposing political sides. They roll their eyes, oh, there he goes again. But as people will see, and not in vain, MS-13 is representative of the level, the degree of gang violence, the brutal murders that people are committing just so the low rungs can climb up the ladder of the gang infrastructure. I mean, sometimes it's 1, 2, 3 murders you have to do to, as they used to say in the mafia, earn your bones. And the ways that these murders are being perpetrated are just... It's subhuman.
Hey, Chris, you remember the motto of MS-13, rape, kill, and control.
Right.
And by the way, they don't even use guns. They want to use machetes, these guys. They want to chop off fingers and limbs and stuff like that. They want to really make you suffer. So it's a different type of murder that we're not used to here in America. And by the way, in Mexico, last year, it was record numbers of murders, 29,000, over 29,000. And by the way, we've had some months already in Mexico that are like hitting all-time highs in 2018. So who the hell wants this crime and these drugs and these guns and this? Oh, by the way, some of these people coming in from other parts of the world, they come with diseases as well. Okay, that's an unintended consequence to America. Yeah, bring them in, but let's make sure they have their immunizations. Let's make sure they have physical or blood test or whatever the requirement is now, but not just crossing across the border and invading the country. That's just unacceptable.
This is something that's also explored in Not in Vain, and it seems like a path that is very simple to take, and at least up until now, no one has contemplated doing it. Take the drug cartels, classify them as terrorist organizations. The whole legal process changes for our side for a change.
Right. And I sent a tweet out today, Chris, to the Secretary of State, who's done an amazing job for this country, and of course the President, because I'm not sure what's going on because I'm not in the government right now, but I looked at the State Department's website, and there's 3 conditions to designate an organization a terrorist group. And clearly, the Mexican cartels meet the criteria that I read. Unless there's some hidden agenda somewhere. I know there's politics, because God forbid you hurt anybody's feelings by designating these violent, nasty, greedy animals, because that's what they are. Go look at the murders. They're throwing people in acid. They're chopping off heads. They're throwing heads in dance floors of weddings. They're throwing legs and arms. They're using cocaine source. You know what one thing people don't know about Mexico? They have record numbers of people that have disappeared. And they're just gone because they're being thrown into acid or they're being killed and dismembered. And people are just not paying attention. This is already happening in cities in America. I remember a case which was over 1,000 miles from the border where they found five dead people in an apartment that had jumper cables connected to their earlobes because they electrocuted them, they tortured them, they burned them before they slit their throats on the mattresses on the floor. This is violence that we've never seen. So people have to understand the sense of urgency. This is not about making, you know, these statements, you know, for political gain. This is about life and death, and that's what I think people are missing. Unless you work this stuff, you really don't understand how bad it is.
Watching Not in Vain made me think back, too, with everything happening at the border. I think it was 82, 83, a DEA agent went missing in Mexico, and then President Ronald Reagan wasn't getting the answers he wanted from Mexico, so there was a period of time where he just flat-out shut the border down.
Yeah, Enrique Camarena was murdered. He was tortured. It was 1985. And actually we're celebrating with the Red Ribbon Month this month with the DEA. But, yeah, the poor guy was, you know, out there trying to do the right thing for America. And Ronald Reagan stepped up big time and shut down the border. And you know what? We got their attention. And we started getting some cooperation. So the other thing, Chris, is that all the money the U.S. has given to some of these countries, including Mexico, we need to start looking at cutting back some of the funds if they're not going to cooperate and shut these caravans down and keep these people out of the country in the fashion that it's going right now. I mean, they need to stop this.
One of the many things you'll learn also in Not in Vain, and that's VEIN, the documentary about the opioid explosion here in the States, is the means and the methods by which your local high school is being infiltrated by youths from other countries seeking supposedly education, but they're really doing the dirty deeds for the drug cartels and the local drug dealers. This is something, again, you can see and get clued in over at Not in Vain, VEINUSA.com. I urge you to watch it. We're going to post a copy of it over at our website, too, because it's knowledge you need to compel your elected officials. Remember, you're the boss. This Tuesday's election day. It's time to do some hiring and firing, and you're the boss who makes that decision through your activity and your actions at the ballot box. So, again, check out Not in Vain, VEINUSA.com. Watch this, share it with others, and make people aware of the dangers that we're not going to be under, that we are under. The enemy is here in the country. Places like Ohio, they go to places where they think no one's going to look for them. And I guess the phrase leading from behind has been the way too long against this scourge. And fortunately, we do have an administration that's willing to catch up, but there's a lot of work still to be done. So, and this documentary is going to be a great asset in that effort. Not in Vain, VEINUSA.com is the website. We've been talking with former special agent in charge of the Department of Justice DEA Special Ops Division, featured very prominently in the documentary Not in Vain. Derek Maltz, thank you for your service to our nation in these efforts and for keeping us informed with the facts and with the reality of this danger. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. Have a nice day, buddy. Call me back anytime.